From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. The top American commander in Iraq says he can only imagine a few scenarios that would take the U.S. back into combat operations. General Ray Odierno explained those today on CNN's State of the Union.
If, for example, you had a complete failure of the security forces, if you had some political divisions within the security forces that caused them to fracture, but we don't see that happening. They've been doing so well for so long now that we really believe we're beyond that point.
Odierno says any involvement in Iraq beyond the end of next year would probably include assisting Iraqis with equipment and training to help secure their borders. An American soldier was killed today in a rocket attack in southern Iraq. That's the first fatality since the drawdown of combat troops began. The man who will administer claims from victims of the BP oil spill says he'll be more generous than any court. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the new claims process begins tomorrow.
On Monday, the Gulf Coast Claims Facility will be up and running and will be handling claims submitted by businesses and individuals affected by the oil disaster that killed 11 oil workers. Attorney Kenneth Feinberg was appointed by the president to administer the $20 billion escrow account established by BP. In a teleconference, Feinberg talked about who is eligible.
Shrimpers, oyster harvesters, fishermen, motel operators, hotel operators, businesses along the Gulf.
Feinberg says people who have filed claims with BP will need to file new claims, but they won't have to resubmit their documentation. Individuals can expect a check within 48 hours of filing a claim, Feinberg says, and eligible business claims will be paid within a week. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
North Korea has sent military units to rescue more than 5,000 people from a northwestern city bordering China due to flash floods from heavy rains. From Seoul, Dwali Saikountow reports no deaths have been reported.
Pyongyang state media says the Air Force and Navy evacuated thousands of residents from parts of the northwestern city of Sinuiju. The Korean Central News Agency reports the city and surrounding areas have been severely affected by torrential rain as well as flash floods from the swollen Yalu River. Across this river is the Chinese city of Dandong. China's Xinhua News Agency reports that four people were killed and one person went missing following weekend downpours. Officials at China's state flood control headquarters said the water level at one station in Dandong reached more than 2 meters, the second highest in at least 75 years. Some 94,000 people were forced to evacuate by Sunday morning. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
The proposed mosque near Ground Zero brought out hundreds of demonstrators today in New York. Police separated the opposing groups. This is NPR. Wyclef Jean isn't giving up on plans to run for president in Haiti. A spokeswoman for the musician says today that Jean will appeal his rejection as a candidate. Haitian election officials ruled Friday night that the singer-songwriter doesn't meet the requirement that presidential candidates have 5 years of consecutive residency in Haiti prior to running. But his lawyers say he's shown a constant presence in the country, which is struggling to recover from January's devastating earthquake. Australia's heading for a hung parliament where no party will have overall control after yesterday's federal election. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, both major parties are now jockeying for power.
A record number of absentee and overseas ballots are still to be counted, so it could be another 2 weeks until the final result of Australia's closest election in 70 years is finally settled. Meanwhile, both parties are claiming the right to form the next government. Opposition leader Tony Abbott says it's clear who the voters want.
It is historically unprecedented for a first-term government to receive the kind of rebuff that the Rudd-Gillard government received yesterday, and I think that the public expect a change of government as a result of yesterday's result.
It's now up to five independent members of parliament to choose a side and help form a governing coalition. Julia Gillard remains prime minister until then. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Forecasters are keeping an eye on Frank and Danielle. Tropical storm Danielle has formed in the Atlantic, but right now the system is far from land. Then there's Frank. He's in the Pacific, and there are storm warnings for parts of Mexico's coast today. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.
Support for